Today is the 10th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you are joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate if you'd consider subscribing to the podcast. It costs just 99p a month. That's about $1.25. And your support would go a long way to making sure we keep this going, really. We still have our Ko-fi accounts. If you'd like to buy us coffee, even better. But if you want more information about the podcast, how you can support us, our statement of faith, that sort of thing, head to rayborrett.co.uk/podcast or Walking the Way. Or you could just simply follow all the links in the episode notes. It's easier to do it that way, I think. But we always start each leg of Walking Away with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Loving God, when our faith is weak, you strengthen us. When we lose our way, you rescue us. When we fall into sin, you forgive us. So gracious Father, please remind us as we forget that your love is unconditional. Your love is always molding us into what we could be, always blessing us that we might glorify you. So for your love, your grace, and your forgiveness, we thank you. Amen. 1 Kings 3, verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask, what should I give you?" So Solomon goes up to Gibeon to worship the Lord, and he goes to Gibeon because that's where the tabernacle is, the tent of meeting. And while he's there, God comes to him and asks him what God can give him. And Solomon chooses wisdom and discernment over riches, power, and long life. And because Solomon chooses well according to the scriptures, God blesses him with all of the things he didn't ask for. And it got me thinking, if I was in Solomon's place, what would I ask for? But more importantly, actually, I find myself asking the question, has God ever asked me if he can give me something? And so I'm asking you, has God ever asked you if he can give you something? And that for me is quite the question, because we're always told that if we ask, we'll receive. If we seek, we'll find. If we knock, the door will be opened unto us. That's Matthew 7:7. But we don't really read about God asking us what we want in the scriptures. So if we are faced with the question, what can I give you from God? What would we answer? Well, maybe it's a case of perspective. And maybe God is actually asking the question every day. We just don't hear it that way. Maybe the desires of our heart are God asking the questions, what do we really want? Do we truly want God? Do we want eternity? Or do we want to chase the wind, as Solomon says in Ecclesiastes? We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 1 Kings 3. Thank you. Loving God, as we approach your word, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings today are taken from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and today I'm reading 1 Kings 3. Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, by marrying Pharaoh's daughter. Solomon brought her to live in the city of David until he'd finished building his palace, the Lord's temple, and the walls surrounding Jerusalem. However, the people were sacrificing at the high places, because at that time, a temple for the Lord's name had not been built. Solomon loved the Lord by walking in the statutes of his father David, but he also sacrificed and burnt incense on the high places. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there because it was the most famous high place. He offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask, what should I give you?" And Solomon replied, "You've shown great and faithful love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, righteousness, and integrity. You've continued this great and faithful love for him by giving him a son to sit on his throne, as it is today. Lord my God, you have now made your servant king in my father David's place. Yet I'm just a youth with no experience in leadership. Your servant is among your people you've chosen, a people too numerous to be numbered or counted. So give your servant an obedient heart to judge your people and to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" Now it pleased the Lord that Solomon had requested this. So God said to him, "Because you've requested this and did not ask for long life or riches for yourself or the death of your enemies, but you asked discernment for yourself to understand justice, I will therefore do what you've asked. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has never been anyone like you before and never will be again. In addition, I will give you what you did not ask for, both riches and honor, so that no man in any kingdom will be your equal during your entire life. If you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and commands just like your father David did, I will give you a long life." Then Solomon woke up and realized it had been a dream. He went to Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of the Lord's covenant, and offered burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then he held a feast for all his servants. Then two women who were prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One woman said, "Please, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I had a baby while she was in the house. On the third day after I gave birth, she also had a baby and we were alone. No one else was with us in the house, just the two of us were there. During the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. She got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your servant was asleep. She laid him at her breast, and she put her dead son in my arms. When I got up in the morning to nurse my son, I discovered he was dead. That morning, when I looked closely at him, I realized that he was not the son I gave birth to." "No," the other woman said, "my son is the living one. Your son is the dead one." The first woman said, "No, your son is the dead one. My son is the living one." So they argued before the king. The king replied, "This woman says, 'This is my son who is alive and your son is dead.' But that woman says, 'No, your son is dead and my son is alive.'" The king continued, "Bring me a sword." So they brought the sword to the king. Solomon said, "Cut the living boy in two and give half to one and half to the other." The woman whose son was alive spoke to the king because she felt great compassion for her son. "My lord, give her the living baby," she said, "but please don't have him killed." But the other one said, "He will not be mine or yours. Cut him in two." The king responded, "Give the living baby to the first woman and don't kill him. She is his mother." All Israel heard about the judgment the king had given, and they stood in awe of the king because they saw that God's wisdom was in him to carry out justice. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words we've read. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the young people in our towns. So let's pray for them, shall we? Loving God, God of all, we pray for our young people today. We thank you for their vigor and their energy, their particular way of engaging with the world, their potential and their futures. Father, we pray for the 1 in 5 people who are not employed, who are not in education or training. And so on this day, Lord, we cry out on their behalf. We say sorry for when we fail to support and look after young people. And we pray for those projects and opportunities that are focused on giving young people the chances to fulfill their potential. Lord, may you bless them. Sustain them and continue to inspire solutions that will give young people a future filled with hope. And for the sake of our young people, Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray. So until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.